What's going on, everybody? Now, the question is this. How do men and women all over the world, coaches, experts, influencers, thought leaders, create six or seven-figure businesses, all while having fun and changing lives? If you want to know the secrets to start that business, getting leads, getting paid what you desire for the clients you serve, and changing their lives every single day, this is the podcast for you. I'm JC of The Finest, and this is The Finest Hour.
What's going on, Finest Hour friends? We are back with another episode of The Finest Hour podcast, and I am your host, JC of The Finest, and today we are going to give you the game, 4 steps on how you can properly and effectively and successfully close out 2021 on a winning streak and ready to crush 2022. Now, I know you want me to rush into it, but we're going to go in order, 1, 2, 3, and 4. And this number one is an actionable episode. And what I mean by that is the minute you listen to it, you hit play. When this thing is over, you will be able to hit stop and go right into action. And I implore you to do that because there's time is ticking. There's less than 55 days in the year. And I want to make sure that every single one of those days for you is going to count towards your goal. So here we go. Number one, and the ways to help you to close out 2021 on a win streak. Number one is identifying your goal. Now, I know how the year has been. For many, it might have went great. For some, it could be up and down. For others, it might just be downright awful. But the best part about it is when you have goals, you can never quit on them. Because every single day you do not quit on them, you give yourself an opportunity for them to be achieved. The minute you quit, they quit too. The minute you stop going for your goals, you stop having the opportunity of achieving them. So always keep that in mind. So the first thing is identify your goal. Now, I don't want you to say, well, JC, I had a goal, but I let it go. Truly, what was your goal? Let's just say your goal was to lose 20 pounds. That is now an identifiable example. So now we've identified what your goal is. Number two is what are three ways or why are three problems that you have with that goal that has stopped you from achieving it. So when you look at it, okay, JC, my goal is to lose 20 pounds. What are three reasons why that did not happen? Just giving you a couple easy examples. Maybe number one, you've been eating garbage. Every night has been pizza, Chinese food, ice cream, you know, tacos, whatever you wanna say, pieces of cake. You did not follow diet at all. Number two, maybe it was you did not exercise. You didn't work out. You didn't go to the gym. You know, that could be something very, very easy as well. To where when you look at your goal, and you wanted to get that 20 pounds off, well, number one, you didn't eat right, didn't have good nutrition, didn't have a meal plan. Number two, you didn't exercise, you didn't go to the gym, you didn't go to the park, you didn't work out at home. And number three, maybe it was, you know what, I quit. Or maybe it could be the weather, it could be you didn't have access to a gym, it could be you're constantly running out of time. Whatever the reason was, this number two step is very important. I like to call it the truth step because you have to be honest with yourself. Because when you lie to yourself, you're only lying to that person in the mirror, and they all know the truth. They always know the truth. So you have to understand when you go for the goal, be real at this point. Write it down. You know you better than anyone else. Talk about this is why, exactly why, even if it has to hurt. You know what? I quit on myself. Or you know what? I wanted to go, but I was afraid. Whatever it is, be very detailed on these three reasons why you didn't get your goal. But here's the good part. You go to number three. We've already had number one, identify the goal. And for the example, that was lose 20 pounds. You go to number two, which is what are the three things that have been standing in the way of you getting that goal? Maybe, for example, it was eating the wrong foods. Maybe it was not working out. Maybe it was quitting on yourself. Maybe it was you never made time for it. That's why it never happened. So we've identified these things. Number three is look at that list of things that you made that were the problems standing in your way. Pick one. Just one, not 20, not 25, not 30, not, well, I could do this, I could do that, I could do this. Pick one thing. Let's just say, because I know out of that list, your diet, what you're eating, nutrition is the most important component to losing that 20 pounds. It doesn't matter on the rest of that list. You could lift and work out all day, every day, but if you're eating pizzas and tacos every meal 20 times a day, you'll never see progress. But just using this example, let's say you identify, you know what? My goal is to lose 20 pounds. These are number two, the three reasons why I didn't lose it. And now I'm up to number three. I'm picking one thing that I know I can immediately change. So let's just say you choose to change your diet, your nutrition. The easy thing with that right now today, You are creating your future. Notice, I didn't say when tomorrow happens, you will create it tomorrow. Tomorrow is a day late. The minute you identify what you need to change, let's say it's the diet. Easy thing right there. Go right to the grocery store. If you don't feel like going to the grocery store, you can Instacart it. If you have Whole Foods, they'll deliver it to you. There's so many ways when you start looking to be resourceful and you stop stopping yourself. So when you do that, let's just say you're like, well, I'm going to go to the grocery store, JC. And let's just say you go to that grocery store and you buy a whole bunch of water to drink and you stop buying sodas and alcohol. Terrific choice. Let's just say you stop buying the pizzas and tacos and you buy basic proteins, chicken, fish, steak, eggs. Let's say instead of having all that pizza, now you replace it with vegetables. Let's say you go and you get some broccoli or some spinach or cucumbers. And let's just say instead of having all of that savory pasta and sauce, you're just like, you know what? I'm just going to go with brown rice or a sweet potato. You know what? I'm just going to go brown rice. I can make a lot of that at one given time and eat it all week. Now you've basically given yourself an incredible, easy to manage meal plan. And notice I said easy, and a little tip here for you. If you have no meal plan, you know, and number one, if you do need help with that, please pause the episode and send me a message on Instagram at JC of the Finest. And I will get back to you about joining my Fitness by JC program to help you with this process. But let's just say you're doing it on your own. Quick little tip here for you. If you've chosen nutrition and you have no idea what to do, consider and look at in your mind, visualize a plate. 25% of the plate goes for your proteins. 25% of the plate goes for your carbs. And let's say 50% of the plate you go for your vegetables. Let's say you have that. That's going to give you a balanced diet. Just very, very simple description there. When you have that, that's going to make things very, very easy for you. Now you have at least something to go with, something to go off of. Now you know how to set your plates up. Now every meal you're setting your plate up like that and you're eating things the right way. When it comes down to drinking, you're drinking water, consuming something that's going to help you. Now all of a sudden, you're at that fourth step. That is the do step. Number one's identify the goal. Number two is identify why. Three reasons you didn't get the goal accomplished yet. Number three is pick one of those reasons that you want to go for. And number four is simply do it. The most important thing that we get stuck on is the action step because we're always trying to be perfect. That's why I gave you that little tiny mental diagram as how to set up your plate, because it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be imperfect. Nobody gets anything right. But the biggest thing you'll get wrong is if you sit there and you try to make the perfect meal plan and Google it and research it and go buy books about it. You're doing all this research, all this. One thing you're missing is implementation. You have to take action to change your situation. So when you identify that one thing, nothing will change if all you do is overthink and think and think. You'll get paralyzed in thought. That is the killer of all action and the killer of all dreams. So once you identify that one thing, in our example, we identified that as diet nutrition, immediately take action on that. Go and get the food, just simple things I just mentioned. Number two, immediately get that food, prep it up, and make sure when you're eating it every single day, you remember, wow, I was not doing this the first 4/5 of the year. The next 2 months, I'm doing it every single day. Now, I'm going to give you a quick little example here. Nothing changes until something does change. And that one thing that has to change is you. That is the common denominator in any goal that you go for. There's a lot of outside influences. There's a lot of things that can go left or right. But when you go straight and you simply take action and you own the solution, you're going to, by default, eliminate the problem. And the beautiful part about this is this. If you want to lose this 20 pounds, you can guarantee that by the end of the year, I'm not saying that you will lose all 20 pounds. That would obviously be my goal for you. But I know for sure that by simply picking one thing and sticking to it and doing it the rest of this year, guess what? Let's say you lose 10 pounds. You lose half of that. The beautiful thing is now you're ending the year on a high note. The goal that you were about to throw in the trash and be like, you know what? I'll get to it after the holidays like most people do. 3 months later, that 20 pounds might be 30 because you went ham on Christmas food. On New Year's, you drank 10 bottles of champagne. All the mistakes, things people do, this is what we want to avoid here. And the cool part about it is when you make this decision, you end the year on a high note. Let's say you lost that 10 pounds. Now you're armed with one beautiful thing. It's called a result. Your actions actually gave you something, and that's a positive result of losing 10 pounds. It also gives you more confidence that, hey, you know what? I've done this in just simply 2 months. Imagine what I could do in the next 12. Now your mind starts going to different places. Well, once I lose this 20 pounds, maybe I can tone up my arms. Maybe I can get rid of this gut and flatten my stomach. Maybe I can add a couple of packs and build up my six pack. All these little things that you have all become an opportunity that is real, that is something you actually feel you can achieve when you take urgent, imperfect action and go for it. Just by doing this, it eliminates that pause. I'm thinking of doing this, but I want to go after this, but all the but is a reason you're limiting yourself on and you're making an excuse as to why you can't do something. The most beautiful thing is impact that by actually doing. You are the one taking the action. So when you make and you have these four steps and you're taking this action every single day, you're ending the year with a result, with confidence, with the belief that next year will be better. And you're riding into 2022 on a high note, on a wave. You have some momentum behind you. And if you've ever been surfing, once you get that wave, you're moving. If you've ever been running in a track race, once the wind is behind you, it's like running is so easy. It's just kind of like if you ever went on a sledding trip as you were a kid, when you slide down that hill, everything is so simple because everything is working with you. This is what you're bringing into next year. And these are all, if you notice, you're ending the negative the minute you identify these four steps and you're entering in the potential positive. And all you have to do to make sure the positive sticks is simply take action and never stop. If you have a tough day, guess what? Every 24 hours, you get a brand new gift. You get to unwrap it and say, hey, you know what? I'm gonna attack that thing again. Whatever it is that you feel you want to achieve that you've identified out of our list here, and you do it again. And trust me, if you have less than 60 days, let's say there's 50 days when you listen to this, and you go 45 for 50, that's still 90% of the time you're doing fantastic. And if you do anything better than that, guess what? You're gonna have an incredible result in your hand, and it's amazing what you can accomplish when you become hyper-focused. It's amazing the progress you can see when you stop limiting yourself and you start thinking limitless. Oh my gosh, what will happen if I simply do what JC is telling me? Over the next 60 days, you will blow your mind. And the beautiful part about that, when you think about this is what I did in 2 months, imagine what I could do next year in 12 months, it is going to change the game for you because you will realize just how much you can accomplish when you stop and you attack your goals. And all you have to do is follow those four simple steps. Identify the goal. Number two, identify three reasons why you didn't achieve it thus far this year. Number three, out of those three reasons, pick one of those problems that you want to solve. And number four, the most important of all, is do. Take the action imperfectly. Do not worry if it's perfect, just take it. Even if your action step was, I didn't do it because I don't know what I'm doing. The action step to that would be ask for help. And the beautiful thing is find a mentor or coach, just like myself, that is maybe doing what you are looking to do, that can easily show you the steps, save you the headaches, and make this the best 2 months of your life. And next year you are working and you are excited and you are confident that you are going to create the best version of you in 22. And that is the goal. We want you to break through and achieve that best life. So I hope these four simple steps become of great use to you and you smash through your goals. And I cannot wait to hear about your results. And with that, please, I am begging you, send me your results. Tag me on Instagram at JC of the Finest. I want to, number one, celebrate you, acknowledge your greatness, and share you with my audience because you deserve to be celebrated. Because when you go for your best life, remember, you are looking to live your best life, and that will impact many, many other people that when they see you doing it, they think to themselves, well, if they can do it, maybe I can. And all you need to do is plant that seed in someone's mind, and it's gonna lead to change, and it's the gift that keeps giving. They'll change their life, somebody else will change their life, and it all goes back to you. You are the first person that chose to lead and change your own. So remember that tonight, and we're gonna take this thing out the same way we do every single episode. Do and become the best you.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I want to know what you've learned. So if you wouldn't mind, would you take a screenshot of you listening to this podcast on your phone right now, upload to your Instagram stories, and tag me at JC of the Finest, and then let me know in that IG story what is one thing you learned and one thing that you would like to learn more about. I love hearing more from my clients, listeners, friends, new and old, all over the world. Right as soon as you do this, go inside the podcast app and hit that little button there that says subscribe. Leave me a 5-star review and a 5-star rating. Again, this helps us reach more people, and if you want to be a part of helping change the world one person at a time, it makes a massive difference by you leaving that review. So, Thank you very much for tuning in, my Finest Hour friends, and thank you for listening, and I will see you next week. And remember, do and become the best you.